And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 27th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, born in Salzburg, Austria, 1756, who only lived for 35 years. But he started early, child prodigy from a family of musicians, toured all over Europe, wrote his first opera at the age of 11. He died at the age of 35 in mysterious circumstances. There's a popular image of him dying poor, miserable, working on a funeral requiem as he died. But overall, his final year was a productive one. He was living in Vienna. He was still getting commissions. He didn't have a lot of money that year, but then again, he rarely did. He and his wife, Constanze, never seemed able to live on what Mozart made. It was a busy year. In the first months of 1791, he wrote dance music for the winter balls at the court. He wrote the Piano Concerto No. 27. In the summer, a messenger came asking Mozart to write a requiem for his patron, Count Franz von Walsig, who had lost his wife, wanted to commission a requiem in her honor. Mozart was working on the opera La Clemenza di Tito to celebrate the coronation of Emperor Leopold as King of Bohemia, which premiered in early September. And 3 weeks later, his opera The Magic Flute opened in Vienna, which was a big hit. In October, he wrote the Clarinet Concerto in A, then a cantata for the Freemason Lodge, which he directed himself, November the 18th. Finally, he put all his energy toward the Requiem, but just after the performance of the cantata, he became extremely ill. He had a fever, his whole body was swollen. He continued writing the Requiem right up until he died, which was only 2 weeks after he became sick. And he died on December the 5th, 1791, was buried in a mass unmarked grave, which was a common practice for the middle class of Vienna. Nobody knows what his illness was. There are many theories about it: rheumatic fever, tuberculosis, syphilis, congestive heart failure, kidney disease, poisoning. But today is his birthday, 1756. Mozart, who said music in even the most terrible situations must never offend the ear but always remain a source of pleasure. And it's the birthday of Lewis Carroll, born in Daresbury, England, 1832, Charles Lutwidge Dodgson, gifted at math, taught at Oxford, wrote poems and short stories, took photographs, and then one day in 1856, he took three little girls, Ina, Edith, and Alice, on a boating trip down the river and told them the story that became Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And a few years later, its sequel, Through the Looking Glass, and What Alice Found There. Lewis Carroll, whom Mark Twain called the stillest and shyest full-grown man I have ever met. Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan, entitled Don't Look Back. This is not a problem for the necklace. Fish cannot recklessly swivel their heads to check on their fry. No one expects this. They are torpedoes of disinterest, compact capsules that rely on the odds for survival, unfollowed by the exact and modest number of goslings the S-necked goose is, who, if she looks back, acknowledges losses, and if she does not, also loses. Don't Look Back by Kay Ryan. From Say Uncle, published by Grove Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work. Keep in touch.